kill somebody four ways. Skila, they could stone you, that's what we learned about already. Sreifa, we'll learn about soon, how they could burn you. Horag, they could use a sword. Vechene, they could choke you. That's the Seder. So who the Seder Tanakhama means that Skila is the more chomer, and then comes Sreifa. Skila is more strict. We have Shimonaima Sreifa. The Seder should be Sreifa is the one that's more strict. That's the Mohammed the Gemisa. Then Skila, then Chenig, then Herig. So you also argue on Herig and Henig. Tanakhama says Herig and then Chenig. And he says, no, Chenig strangle, and then they use a sword. Now the Mishnah ends off, Zu mitzvah on his column, means that we learned already before exactly how you do the mitzvahs of Skila, which means to say is soon we'll talk about how you do the mitzvah of Sreifa. So I call upon him, the Mishnah says, Machlokes, what to say there, which mitzvah is more chomer than the next. So Omer Rav Rebbe says like this, you should know, Omer Rav Sacha, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Huna, that Kolmokim Sheshonu Chachomim, Derech Minyan, anytime in the Mishnah, they bring down an order, like in our Mishnah, it says, Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Chenig, anytime they bring down an order or something, a minyan, they bring it down one after another, Ein Mokim Amukher, you should know, usually the Mishnah, they don't mean exactly this order. You could change it around, slap dafka, this way could be the other way also. Chutz, only one Mishnah needed. There's a lot of Mishiva Samonim, about seven different Samonim saps that you use for soap to wash off a Begit. This now we're not over there, Mishnah Nida, Shiva Samonim Mavirin Alakesim. If a lady finds a blood stain on her clothing, and she's not sure whether it's from blood or from some paint, so you want to make sure it's from blood, so there are seven types of soaps that you have to wash it off one after another, and if it goes away, so that's a proof it was blood. But if the stain still stays there, then for sure it was not blood. Because if it was blood, these salmonim, these seven, for sure take it away. What are the seven? Red tofu, fresh spit from the morning, omeg gerisin, omeg reglayim, yum, vanessa, bruise like the soaps, camellia, vashlach. Ugetanya of their sefer, havirun shleki sidrum. Let's say you wash them, but not in this order, the way it's brought down, you change around the order. Or shavirun shavasun kechot, or else you wash with all seven together, that's not a good test. The test is only if you wash this beged one after another, and with the exact seder the way it says it. So only in this Mishnah in Nida is there a seder that exactly that's the way it has to be washed. But other places, even though in the Mishnah it says a list of things, it does not mean badafka the way it's written. It could change around, still be kosher. We'll soon see, we'll soon get to the kashas. That's what Rav Masachva says over. Rav Papa Saba Mishmei B'Ravam, he says like this, Af Arba Mises, no, our Mishnah also, it's Bediyak. Our Mishnah of Arba Mises, Midukah Maflug Reb Shimon, since it's a Machlokes, Reb Shimon says, no, the order is Sreifa. Shemamina Davka Ketoni, we see clearly when the Tanakhama said, Skila and Sreifa, meant Badafka. This is the order of which Mises is Mochamer. And the Nafka Mina is, let's say somebody did two Chatoim, and he deserves two Mises. He deserves to be hanged, to be stoned, Skila, and he deserves Sreifa. So Allah is, when a person deserves two misa, we can only kill him once, we give him the more chomedic misa. So now it's a machlokes, Tanakam and Reb Shimon, which one would he get? If Skila is more chomedic, he'll get Skila. If Sreifa is more chomedic, he'll get Sreifa. So now Mishnah clearly is a machlokes, so it's a proof that the Seder is Bediyak. So now Mishnah also is a Seder in order, that's for Dafka, which one is more chomedic than the other. So Moses says, Edoch, how come Rav Chaim didn't bring this down? But look to Lord Kimari, true, he agrees, just our Mishnah is a machlokes. He's saying a cloud where there's no machlokes. The star Mishnah, the only time you have an order that means bedavka is only the shiva some money. For a pop no, I say the Yuma. There's a Mishnah in Yuma that talks about the Seder Kabonis, how you did the Avodah in Yom Kippur. That now we went over there. Kol Maisa Yom Kippur Mamurim Ala Seder. That in Hikta Maisa Chaveril Yosef Lechum. There's a Seder exactly how you have to bring the power, the soya, the dam. If you do any one before the other, it's possible. So here we see there, clear there's a Seder. It's exactly how you have to bring the Kabbalah on Yom Kippur. You can't bring one before the other. So it's also a Seder that's the Kuba. But the more Vidach, how come a Seder didn't bring this down? Vidach, Ruch Chumma B'Yama. As Rashi explains, the Chumma B'Yama just means, true, it's a Seder, but not because one Aved is more Chumra than the next Aveda. It's exactly the cost of it on Yom Kippur, there's a Seder how you have to bring the Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, but not because one is more Chumra than the other. Mora means here, Chumra B'Yama means, after Chumra from Yom Kippur, the Torah tells you how to bring the Kabbonis, and the Torah was makbid because of Yom Kippur to bring it in this order. But not the Pshat, really the first Avodah, the first Korban is more Chumra than this next Korban. Because here when the Schor is bringing down a list, he means, which one is more strict, is better off to the next one. Then you only have, that you only have by the Shivas Ramonim. Now, Rapuna bred Rabbi Shu Amar at Seder Tomit. There's another Seder also. It's called the Seder of Tomit. The Tanya Lo we learned, Zel Seder Tomit. There's a Mishnah exactly how you have to bring the Korban at Tomit in the morning. Exactly which Kohen does which Aveda. So how come Rav Schur doesn't bring it down? Yidach Erechnami. Ha'u the Mitzvah B'yama. Erechnami. I tell you, Rav Schur holds, it's not Likub over there. By the Seder of a Tomit, it's only a Mitzvah. So if you change it around, it still will be kosher. Rashi says, "Rashi Yibach Rappapa the Ari Nami Bechumra Omelachahu Mitzvah Biyamu the Yapach Leslan Bo." The Hechak Rappapa is going to hold that the Seder Atomid is not Mikuva. If you change around the one Avodah before the other Avodah, still the Tomid would be okay. The other one says, "So like, what is a Schera? What does he mean to say that the Schera says it's only the Mishnah Nida? What does he mean Lafuke that is a Seder?" So where it says Lafuke Me Mitzvah Chalitza. It means to exclude the Mishnah about Chalitza. It's not about the Mitzvah Chalitza. We learn like this, now we learn the Mishnah in Yevamos like this. Mitzvah Chalitza. Bohu v'yevint lefnei Bezdin. That the brother and the sister-in-law now come to Bezdin. And hoyu neistin lo etzah genis. First, Bezdin will talk to the man, to the brother, and give him advice whether it's really fit that he should marry her, be miyabno, or should just give a Chalitza. Now the pasuk says the koyel is zikni iroi for davrelo, that they would talk to him, they would give him advice. Is it fit for you really to be miyabno or not? They talked to him. Then it says via meres, and she says if they decide to give chalitza, she wants chalitza. Then she says meyein yivami, my brother-in-law does not want to marry me. Vu aime, and he says true lechafati lekafta, I do not want to take you. They say these two psukim or v'loshen hakodesh omer, how to say this in loshen hakodesh? Then v'nikshi yivinto elov, then yivinto will come. The Amias came in front of everybody. The Yavam, the sister-in-law, would come in front of Bezdin for Cholzon Aloy, and she would take off the shoe off the brother-in-law. The Yorker in front of him, and then she would spit in front of him. Like Hanirul of the Yon, it has to be thick spit that the Yonim can see that spit. After she spits, then the Ons of Yom, then she has to say of the Psukim, Koch Yaslish. Vedikish Rabbi Yisrael, Beslis Anor. Yavam Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Mitzvah Chalitza. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzvah Chalitza. What's the mitzvah like we just said? Kareya v'kareya. First they both say the psukim of Mein Yivomi and Lechafatzi. Then Chaletza, she takes off the shoe, like we learned, through Akekas, and then she spits. V'kareya, and then they both say the other psukim. Now, V'vinabo, my kamasa, what are you teaching me? Rabbi Yehuda teaching me, Mastis, that's the Mishnah. Her kamasa, when Rabbi Yehuda teaches like this, that mitzvah hochi, it's only a mitzvah l'chachit to do it this way. But V'yapach leslam bo, if she changes it around, let's say she'll spit first and then take off the shoe, it'll also be kosher. So that type of schur starts off saying, and now there's a seder, that's the kuva, he means lafuke mitzvah chalitza. By the mitzvah chalitza, even though there's also a seder there, the seder b'chalitza is only lechatchila to do it. But if you change around the seder, it's still kosher. And tani nami hochi, we learn this also, tani nami hochi, bein shehitim chalitza l'rechika, whether she took off the shoe first and then she spit. Or the kicker, whether she spit first the chalitza and then she took off the shoe. Mashasa wasi, it's like a kosher, it's good. Ula thinker though, it's the opposite though, and we heard the family learned over here, that there's another case also, that even though there's a seder, it does not mean that order. Because the schor is said again, when the Mishnah says a seder, it means it, that's only by the nidah, by the seven samamonim. But there's another case of Kain Godol, that it says a seder, and there's lav dafka. What's the case of it? It's not like this. Kain Godol, Mishamis Mishmana Kalim. A Kohen Gadol, we know wears 8 clothing. The Hedyut be a boar. Kohen Hedyut only wears 4 clothing. What's the 4 that a Hedyut wears? The Ksainis. He wears his shirt, his robe. Over the Ksayim, his underpants. Over the Mitznefis, he has his hat. Over the Yavna, the Gartel. Most of the lame Kohen Gadol has more than that. Choshen v'yefeit. Or Meal, another robe on top. The tzitz, he has on the forehead, the tzitz. The Tanim learn like this. Even though it says in the Mishnah, it says the Ksainis and then the Mitznefis, which is mashmir, first he should put on the robe, and then he puts on the underpants. But the law is not that way. For Tanya we learned, minayin shloyei dava kodol l'mechnesayim. How do we know the first thing he puts on in the morning has to be his underpants, nothing else should be on before? Shinyam, the pasuk says, o mechnesay bad yi al besorei. An extra word, al besorei, pshita, we're asking to put the underpants, it's not on you. We're asking to put it. What does the pasuk say al besorei for? Al besorei means this is the first thing on your body, nothing else. Means you have nothing else on yet. The first thing the Kohen have to put on is the underpants. Mechlesayim. The ton, if so, my time akta meliksoinis. How come the Mishnah, when it says the Seder there, it says first the robe? If the lachem is, you have to put on the underpants first, so why does the Mishnah say the robe first? That there it says, Mishum the Akad Mekro, because in the Pesach it says it first. Good. Ukro Matayim Akad. How come the Pesach says the Ksoinis first? Mishum the Nechsayi Kulugufo. Because the robe is something that covers up the whole body of Yifalei. Therefore the Pesach talks about it first. Even though Lamaisa, when he actually puts on the clothing, the first thing the Kohen put on was underpants. The Nechnesayi was the first thing he put on. That's also the Nechnesayibad Yiyabasarei. Even though the Seder in the Torah and in the Mishnah is first the Aksainis, first the robe, but Slav Dafka, that order is not Dafka. That's what we're also today. It's very meant to say, even though in the Mishnah sin, you find the Seder, Slav Dafka. Means by Kohen Gadol, Slav Dafka, the Kohanim, that's the way they had to wear it. Where is the Bedafka? Only this Mishnah needed. So when we build up, the Mishnah says, Skila, Sreifa. Tanakama holds the what? That Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. Skila, Chomer, and Sreifa, how do we know that? Somebody that curses Hashem or somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, he gets Gila. My chum, what's so chum about that? Shekein poishik yodabika. The mamash that going against Hashem, that's the biggest avodah he could have. So if it's a svara, they should get the biggest punishment. That the svara is Gila is mochomer. The ma'ad rabbi, the opposite, no, I'll say a svara the other way. Sreifa chumur, sreifa should be mochomer. Shekein nitna labas koyin, she's insa. A bas kohen that has nus, the law kharishi gets reifa. You see, that's the mochomer. Because otherwise, she should have received skila. The Torah says a special law about a bas kohen, she gets a sreifa. She sees sreifa as mochomer. And the maichu, what's the mochomer? She came mechalawa says a via, that she's mechal her father. So maybe here if you see sreifa as mochomer, someone says no, the sabri rabbonin, nusuya yotzle sreifa, v'loya rusa. They say no, only nusuya, bas kohen that's married, she gets sreifa. But a regular arusa, she gets skila. And arusa is a bigger chet. If you live with an arusa, that's a bigger chet. You mavaza in front of the father, that's a bigger chet. So therefore, since an arusa only has kedushin, she gets skila, that shows that that's the biggest chet. That's the biggest punishment there is. Even though when the suya gets reifa, but since the arusa still receives skila, that's what the Tanakam holds, that skila is more chama than reifa. Right, stop here.
Again, last time we started it, we'll start over again. Yeah, last time was again skila chasreifa. In the Mishnah, last time of mem tesam aveis. It's machlekes the Mishnah upon the misa of skila chasreifa. Which one is mochomer? The Tanakhama says skila. That's the mochomer one. And Rabbi Shimon holds no sreifa. So what's the machlekes? It works like this: skila chamur misreifa. The punishment of skila is mochomer, more strict than sreifa. If somebody curses Hashem, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, he gets the misa of skila. My chumra, what's so great about that? They're going against Hashem himself, they're going against the Iker, that's a terrible avera. Therefore, it's deserving to receive the hardest punishment. Therefore, skila is mocham. Versus maybe no, Adarav, let's say the opposite way. Sreifa chamura, maybe to be burnt is a more stricter a misa. And again, the difference always is, if somebody deserves to receive two mises, he did two chatoyim, so lachar is, we have to give him the more chamadik misa. So that's the question, which one should we give him, sreifa or skila? So maybe the svar is sreifa is more strict. Why? Shekein nitna the bas kohen shezinsa. We have a bas kohen, the daughter of a kohen, that has no, she's married, and she lives with another man, so the Torah there gives her a sreifa. So see, it's more chamer. Oh, my chumer, what's so special about this avera? She came mechaleles esavia. Not only is it a chet to her, but she also rules it for father's house. Here, there are kohen, trees, family, and she does a chet like that. It's a terrible sin. She came mechaleles esavia. So maybe sreifer is more chumer. How does the Rabbanan say to say skil is more?